This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. In Jammu and Kashmir, security across the Kashmir Valley has been increased manifold after killing of several tourists in a terrorist attack in Pahalgam yesterday. The location of the attack is around 85 kilometers from Srinagar in South Kashmir's Anantnag district. The joint combing operation by Army, CRPF and J&K police is underway in the region. Special forces, sniffer dogs and other technical intelligence means have been deployed to track down the attackers. Northern Army Commander Lieutenant General M.B. Suchendra Kumar will be briefed by local formation commanders in Srinagar today on the current security situation in the valley. The frisking operations in Srinagar and other tourist places like Gulmarg and Sonmarg have been intensified. Security has been increased to prevent any potential incidents. Top security sources said that the final figure of those killed is being compiled as rescue and identification efforts continue. The J&K government has set up round-the-clock emergency help desk for tourists in Srinagar and Anantnag. The emergency control room at Srinagar is 0194-2457-543, 0194-248-3651, and ADC Srinagar's helpline is 700-605-8623. The District Administration Anantnag Control Room helpline is 0193-222-2337-7780-88-5759-9697-982527 and 600-636-5245. Union Home Minister Mr. Amit Shah held a high-level review meeting with senior officials in Srinagar. The Home Minister is scheduled to visit the site of the terrorist attack along with Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha today. He is also expected to interact with eyewitnesses and visit the hospitals where the injured are being treated. Union Home Minister landed in Srinagar last night and proceeded directly to Raj Bhavan. Earlier, the Home Minister also held a meeting with the concerned officials through video conferencing over the incident. Expressing his anguish, Mr. Shah asserted that those involved in this dastardly act of terror will not be spared. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi cut short his state visit to Saudi Arabia following the terror attack. The Prime Minister was originally expected to return tonight. We have more from our West Asia correspondent.
Despite the shortened trip, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia resulted in several key outcomes. Four important agreements were signed during the bilateral engagements. These include a memorandum of understanding between the Saudi Space Agency and India's Department of Space, another on healthcare cooperation between Saudi Ministry of Health and India's Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, a pact between Saudi Arabian Anti-Doping Committee and India's National Anti-Doping Agency, and a postal cooperation agreement between Saudi Post and India Post. The bilateral discussions were described as fruitful, substantive, and forward-looking. The two leaders reviewed full spectrum of cooperation covering energy, defense, trade, investment, technology, culture, and people-to-people exchanges. Progress on the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor was also discussed, with both sides reaffirming their shared vision and commitment to accelerating the work on the initiative. A significant outcome of the visit was the expansion of the Strategic Partnership Council from 2 to 4 committees, underscoring the growing depth of bilateral ties. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Jeddah.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have condemned the terrorist attack. Terming it as shocking and painful, the President said it is a dastardly and inhuman act which must be condemned unequivocally. She expressed condolences to the families who have lost their dear ones and prayed for the quick recovery of the injured. Prime Minister said those behind the heinous act will not be spared and will be brought to justice. Leaders across the globe have condemned yesterday's terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir. US President Donald Trump called up Prime Minister Narendra Modi, expressed deep condolences for the loss of innocent lives, and assured full US support to help bring the attackers to justice. US Vice President J.D. Vance, who is currently in India with his family, also expressed sorrow over the attack, calling it heartbreaking. Russian President Vladimir Putin also extended his condolences. In IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 160 runs, Delhi Capitals defeated host Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at Ekana Stadium in Lucknow last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.